on the context of the scripture for you, God, that, amen, we're looking at here, the chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And Jesus and the disciples, praise God, or amen, praise God, have gone. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To, amen, praise God, the other side. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God, as amen, praise God, they had traversed and gone over to the other side. The Lord had some words of guidance and instruction for them. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. What the Lord spoke to them, praise God, was a warning concerning, amen, praise God, doctrinal, amen, praise God, errors, praise God, that related to the Pharisees. Amen, praise God. And as he spoke this to them, he said these words that we've read, amen, praise God, in the 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. And amen, what we read was, amen, praise God, that Jesus told them, praise God, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
Yes.
So he gave them warning, amen, praise God, to beware of that leaven. But, amen, praise God, they have come away from experience, amen, praise God, that God has demonstrated to them, amen, praise God, his power, amen, praise God, of provision, amen, praise God, and his power, Lord God, amen, praise God, to provide where there is not sufficient for the need, not only to meet a need, but to go beyond and to exceed that very need. Can we say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. They have, amen, praise God, been privy, amen, and blessed to see firsthand, and not only to witness firsthand, but to participate, amen, in the great miracle of God, where on one occasion he takes five fish and two loaves of bread, amen, and feed 5,000, amen, men, not counting women and children, so somewhere in the neighborhood of beyond, amen, 15,000 people have eaten, praise God, from two fish and five loaves of bread. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. It was a mighty miracle. Can we say amen? But, amen, praise God, if that were not sufficient, can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. God didn't just give them one ground of faith, amen, to build upon, seeing the mighty hand of God work, amen, to be both bread and provision. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Again, amen, when those had followed him, amen, 3 days into the wilderness to hear the word of the Lord. Sometimes we don't want to go around the corner to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But they followed him. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. And sometimes when we follow, first thing we want to know what we got to eat. And just say amen. But amen. Praise God. And they followed fasting. And so the day, amen, praise God, one that they followed, amen, there was no table spread except for the word of the Lord. But that was sufficient for them because, amen, they kept on following. Can you say amen? Day number two was no table spread for the natural bread. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But they still continued to follow until, praise God, on the third day, the Lord had finished his messages, amen, praise God, of teaching, praise God, and it was time to return home. But God is a good God. Tell your neighbor, our God is a good God. Amen, praise God. And he would not suffer them, amen, to return, amen, praise God, back without, praise God, taking care of their needs. And you may have to wait a little while, but believe this, God will meet every one of your needs when you're following him because you love him. And if you follow him because you love him, you ain't got to worry. Amen, praise God. God already knows our need. Amen, praise God. Amen. It was time for them to go back. Amen. Praise God. But God said, I won't send them away fasting. In other words, I'm going to feed them before they leave. And the disciples were, amen, praise God, taken aback because they were in the wilderness and they want to know, amen, how in the world we going to find bread enough, amen, to feed all of these people out here in the wilderness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Where are we going to get that from? Can you say amen? But God, amen, praise God, is not looking, praise God, for, amen, what we don't have. He's looking for what we do have and what we're able to bring him. Can you say amen? And the Lord is not curious about where they are. It makes no difference to him where they are. Can you say amen? How many know God is our provider regardless of where we are? Amen, praise God. Whether you are, amen, in the 8 or 9 figure place, or if you're in the 3 or 4 figure place, it makes no difference where you are. God is still able to provide, and for that you ought to give him a praise. Amen. So he's still able to provide for us no matter where, amen, our circumstances may find us. When we are seeking, amen, God, and we are seeking the will of God, amen, God says, send them down and I'm going to take care of them. The question that God had was this: how many loaves do you have? Can you say amen? He's not concerned about what you don't have. Can you say amen? What do you have? Amen. Praise God. And I'm here to remind you that if we put what we do have in the right place, it can be sufficient to meet our need for whatever we don't have. Can we say amen? Simply, we need to just bring it to the Lord. Bring what you have. And God said, how many loaves do you have? Can you say amen? And this time, praise God, they had 7 loaves. Can you say amen? Just a note, praise God, the more loaves, amen, praise God, they had, amen, praise God, the less people they fed. Can you say amen? The more loaves they had, and yeah, no, it don't make sense, but the more loaves they had, amen, praise God, the less baskets they took off of fragments. But amen, praise God, the less they had to begin with, they fed more folks. Can you say amen? The less they had to begin with, they picked up more baskets of fragments. Can you say amen? What is God saying to you? Listen, amen, what you have, a mind or by numbers, doesn't matter to me, because once you put it in my hand, I will make sure that it will meet the need. I just want to know, how many loaves do you have? Can we say amen? And they had 7, and amen, praise God, they had, amen, praise God, a few small fish. Can you say amen? And too many times we, amen, praise God, want to intimidate God. But you can't intimidate God. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. We are hinting to God, Lord, you know this ain't enough. But amen, praise God. But God is looking down at us and saying, do you know who you're dealing with?
Oh,
God. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't try to infer to me, amen, that this is too hard, or this is too difficult, or this is beyond my arm's reach. My arm is not short. Can you say amen? Point though is, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, from those few little fish and those 7 loaves of bread, amen, 4,000 men, amen, praise God, not counting women and children, were fed. Can you say amen? Not only were they fed, and that, amen, 4,000 then is in excess of 12,000 when you put in the women and children. Amen, praise God. All were fed. Not only were they fed, but the Bible declares in both cases that they were full. You know how we do. Don't tell us it's all you can eat. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Something about telling us it's all you can eat. Reason leads us. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. You know you can't eat but 3 pieces. Can you say, but you got 4 pieces, and then you got this on the side, and you got that on the other side. and you got that on the other side. And somebody say, what in the world? You say, but it's all I can eat. Amen. Praise God. And so, praise God, they were going to have some fragments left over. Because when you give folk green light on all you can eat, they gone. Can you say amen? Nevertheless, praise God. Amen. Praise God. They were able, praise God, to pick up, what, 7 more baskets of fragments. Amen. After everybody had eaten and was full. This is the point. Amen. Praise God. God gave it, amen, praise God. They put it in his hand, and God gave it to the disciples. Yes. And the disciples gave it to the people. Yes. Can you say amen? Yes. And amen, praise God. And the disciples of God now are intermediaries between, amen, praise God, the multiplied blessings of God and the disbursement of those blessings upon the people. In other words, the disciples knew, amen, praise God, what God had done. Amen. It was a miracle beyond miracles. How, praise God, all of these people, they had said it themselves, how they gonna eat in this wilderness, amen, praise God, with this little bit of fishes and these 7 loaves of bread, how is it going to be done? But it passed through their very hand, and they were able to witness it for themselves. They knew the power of God to provide. They knew, praise God, that God could make bread, amen, in a wilderness. Can you say amen? But we cannot allow ourselves to dismiss, amen, praise God, the miracles of God. God showed them firsthand so that they would know without a doubt, amen, praise God, that God is able to provide bread. You would say, if these, praise God, disciples of Christ had learned anything else through those 2 witnesses, amen, that God had evidently showed right in front of them, if they didn't know nothing else, they would know God can provide bread in a wilderness. And you say amen. They should have known that. Can you say amen? It should have been ingrained in them. Amen. Praise God. God didn't only show them once. He showed them twice. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And amen. Praise God. And as they're passing over on the other side, understand, this ain't years later. Amen. Praise God. This ain't, amen. Praise God. Amen. This was 15, 20 years ago. Amen. That God did these things. Amen. In front of them. These were fresh miracles that they had just seen God do.
Yes.
And the Lord says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Automatically, their mind goes to a negative place because they reason in their own mind. Tell your neighbor, you can't reason in your own mind. God ain't asking you to work it out for you, but he's showing it, amen, to you that I'm a provider, I'm a deliverer, I'm a way maker, I'm able to meet whatever your needs are. No sooner than God says, amen, praise God, amen, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, their mind go to another place because we have not brought any bread. Somebody should have said, so what? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Somebody said, it don't make no difference. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen, praise God, God had just shown them. Can you say amen? Amen. What he was able to do. But just because they were a little challenged, can you say amen? And they had not done, praise God, what would necessarily be part of their duty to do, amen. When the question is asked, amen, immediately their mind goes in a wrong direction. Can you say amen? And the Lord is taken aback, so to speak, amen, praise God. And he says, oh ye of little faith. Can you say amen? I just got through showing you, amen, my power. I just got through demonstrating to you who I am. And then I ask you this question, and you are concerned about bread? Mm-hmm. say amen. And too many times, amen, the Lord has shaken his head at his people at the church. Amen. Been saying, don't you understand?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When God saved you, when God delivered you, when God brought you out of your chains, when God brought you out of your bondage, when God turned things around in your life. Don't you understand yet?
Amen.
Amen. When God gave you favor when there was none. When God shielded you, protected you, when you should have been dead and you're still alive, and you're able still to give him glory and praise when you should be able to even be here.
Yes, that's right.
Don't you understand yet? Don't you understand? Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, oh ye of little faith. I'm closing. Amen. Oh, ye of little faith. Don't you understand yet? Don't you get it? Don't you understand? Amen. Praise God. And you not considered. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The 5,000. Amen. Praise God. And how many loaves you took up? Have you not considered? Amen. The 4,000. And how many, amen, loaves you took up? How is it that you don't understand? Then I'm not talking about bread. Can you say amen? So many times, praise God. Amen, praise God. When we're challenged, we tend to forget, amen, what God has showed us. But here it is. We are never to look, amen, praise God, at the miracle of God and not receive the message of the miracle. Can you say amen? Because when you only see the miracle and walk away from it.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Yes. Amen, praise God. You are not benefited from what God has done. Because whenever God does work a miracle, amen, praise God, the thing that God does by working a miracle is not just the miracle. It is also to be a witness to you of God's power and God's ability to provide.
Amen.
And if you missed the message, amen, the miracle didn't do you no good.
That's right.
So you wonder, how in the world can Israel walk through the Red Sea and 3 days later in the wilderness, amen, complain to God because there's no water? They saw the miracle. But they didn't get the message.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You wonder how, amen, praise God, amen, Israel could even think about worshiping another God. Can you say amen? They were there, praise God, to see the great deliverance of God. They were there, praise God, to see God come down on the mountain. Amen, praise God, that burned with fire. They heard the very voice of God. How in the world could you, amen, seeing that, amen, even consider to worship another God? They saw the miracle. They didn't get the message. Amen, praise God. They saw the miracle and they dismissed the message.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
They saw the miracle. Can you say amen? And amen, and pushed amen, praise God, what was God was saying to them on the side. But I'm here to remind us all, praise God, that when God does miracles in our life, it's not just the miracle. But we've got to hear the message that comes along with the miracle. Because God speaks to us through those miracles to let us know who he is. And if we miss the point of who he is, we will be like the disciples. Looking for bread when we got bread. Looking for bread. Amen, praise God, when we got, amen, praise God, the true bread and the provider of bread. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you got the true bread and you got the provider of bread, why would you be looking for bread? Can you say amen? If you got the true bread, if you got the provider of bread, why would you be worried if you ain't got no bread? If I got Jesus, that's enough. And if I've got God, then that is enough. So then, praise God. Amen, praise God. God had to make it plain to them. And thank God for his patience. Can you say amen? Because, amen, praise God, there's times when we ought to be, amen, teachers.
Yes.
And we are in the place where we need somebody to teach us. Can you say amen? Amen. Why should you be teaching? Because you have seen firsthand the very miracles of God. But we've dismissed it. We've made it little. We've made it inconsequential. Amen. Praise God. We made it not to be a big thing. But whenever God does a miracle,
Yes,
and Lord. Allows you to participate
yes,
firsthand
yes,
in the
Lord.
Miracle that he has done. It ought to be etched on
yes.
our heart.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. What God has done in our behalf.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Be encouraged as the people of God
yes.
because God got some more miracles
yes.
to
yes.
work in
yes.
your life.
Yes. Yes.
When you say amen.
Amen.
But don't just look at the miracle. Listen for the message.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.